a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Live from the middle of America, in the middle of the freaking night, welcome aboard. It is Wednesday night, our first broadcast of the new year, the 2nd of January, 2008. My name is Mike Chambers. Welcome aboard to the Midnight Rider. How are you? Hope your new year was a happy one and a fun one, and you're ready to get busy in 2008. We got a lot of work to do. Job number one, get Ron Paul elected. And later tomorrow, that whole process starts being in our hands. He's done the campaign. We'll continue to campaign. And it's going to be our job to get out to the voting booth in these primaries and get the job done and continue raising money. I think they're going to need a bunch more money, from what I'm understanding, in all of this to keep this going. With the amount of money they're having to spend. I mean, you've got Romney that's just taking money out of his own fortune and tossing it in. I think he's already $16 million in debt, I think is the total for Romney so far. Well, we've got the Iowa caucuses coming up tomorrow. Should be interesting. We'll talk about that tonight. And we've got a clip of Ron Paul on the Situation Room with Wolfgang Blitzer from earlier today. And also a clip of The Morning Joe with former Congressman Joe Scarborough. He's got Tim Russert and Pat Buchanan on with him. And they're talking about how they see Iowa shaking out. I think you'll be surprised. And I'll give you my idea about where I think Ron Paul's going to come out in Iowa. New Hampshire's coming up just a few days afterwards, 5 days away, 5 or 6 days away. And so that's going to be big. And so we're going to get into that. Love to hear from you tonight. It's open lines. The number 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Chat room is open at both at midnightridershow.com and at republicbroadcasting.org. And so feel more than free to pop in and say howdy. I wish everybody a happy new year. If you haven't had a chance to, we're going to try to get some people on from the Ron Paul campaign tomorrow night to talk about what goes on in Iowa. There is a big concern regarding the ballots being tabulated. And I think there's going to be a number of people that are there to watch and observe. And if you're in Iowa and you're going to go to one of these caucuses, you give the numbers to a number of people. As many as you can. Talk about them amongst yourselves. Share them with the media, independent media, the alternative media like us. It's going to be huge, folks. It's our job to keep an eye on this whole process. They've wrangled away from us too many times. It's time we take it back. All right, more on the other side. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also being simulcast on the Truth Net Radio Network, and as it always is, and also we've got low-power FM stations all over the country, many of them pulling it down off of KU Satellite. Many people listening on KU Satellite, I'm glad you guys are there, and just so many different ways to get this program. And every day was... somebody just delivered me a clip here. Excellent. Excellent. Oh, very cool. Let me try to get that in. Ron Paul on the Hannity show today. And I heard Hannity was doing a little groveling. We might have to see if we can't get that clip loaded up here for later on. Ron, you know, for a guy that has no traction, for a guy that has no support, for a guy that doesn't even show up in the polls, that has to be excluded from a Fox forum, he sure is off on the media an awful lot. He was all over TV today. He was supposed to be on Larry King Live tonight. I don't know what happened with that. But it was said on the Ron Paul website he was going to be on Larry King. Maybe Larry had a hair appointment or something. He couldn't make it. But nonetheless, there was no Ron Paul on Larry King tonight. I know a lot of people were going to watch to see. But I'm for some guy that has nobody's paying attention to him other than the fact he's able to raise $20 million from a bunch of people or hackers and spammers online. He sure gets a lot of press. I mean, a ton. And I think it's great because I think Ron Paul, quite honestly, is going to be the big sleeper in this. IowaIndependent.com has him coming in at third. Russert over at NBC, and we'll play the clip here in a minute, has him coming in fourth ahead of Rudy Poot Giuliani. And which I think is, if he beats Giuliani, I think that would just be, I don't care if it's by two votes. If he drubs Giuliani into the dirt, I will be happy. But I think he's going to fare very well tomorrow night in Iowa. He's been doing very well. He won the Coffee Bean Caucus, which is they do all kinds of events up there in Iowa surrounding this caucus, and this is something that's held at a restaurant tradition up there. And Ron Paul won, as well as did Barack Obama, who just out and out admitted that they don't poll Ron Paul, but he knows he can beat him. Yeah, okay. So we don't poll him, and he has no traction, but we're going to have him on. Why? Because, well, ratings go up. That's why he's on. The ratings go up every time Ron Paul shows up. And they like it like that. They like it very much when he's there because, again, it's a big deal. All right, we've got Ron Paul here with Wolf Blissa earlier today on the Situation Room. Take a listen.
Of cash, $20 million alone over the last 3 months, and he's feeling a lot of love from very enthusiastic supporters. Polls, however, show that Congressman Ron Paul is still way back in the pack among Republican candidates in Iowa. Can he come up with a caucus day surprise? Ron Paul is joining us now from Des Moines. I'm going to tease that question. We'll get back to it later, but let's go through some of the issues, Congressman, first, and then we'll come back to politics. If you were elected president on the first day that you're in the Oval Office, what would you do with the hundreds of thousands of U.S. troops who are deployed around the world?
I would announce that they'd be starting to come home. I would immediately turn the Navy around from the shores of Iran, announce that we have no intention on bombing Iran if we are not provoked. And there's no reason why we should have an option on the table to literally start another war. And we're already in two countries, we're nation building, and the announcement would be as soon as practical and safely, we're going to bring our troops home.
All right, so I just want to be precise. I want to be precise. All the troops in Iraq, all the troops in Afghanistan, in Germany, Japan, elsewhere where they're deployed around the world, all of them come back to the continental United States.
Yes, they do not serve our interests. We're going broke. We've been in Korea since World War II almost, and we've been in Japan and Germany. And, the dollar is reflecting our condition in this country. The dollar is going down because we can't maintain 700 bases overseas, and we're going to have to come home eventually. That's what usually happens to an empire. An empire goes broke, and the currency is what goes bad, and that's what's happening to us right now. So the sooner we wake up, the better.
What would be your number one domestic priority on that first day in the White House? What would you immediately do domestically?
Well, there's not a whole lot you can do without a Congress on one day. You can't change domestic policy. I think it's the announcement of being able to try to work with Congress to realize that if you cut the spending overseas, that you don't have to put anybody out in the streets here, so people shouldn't be fearful that they're going to lose the benefits that maybe someday we won't need to give so many people. But that's what we have to do. We have to work in that direction. But I also would direct the Justice Department to be dealing with people in a different way. I mean, how much energy and money do we have to spend in order to enforce, to override state laws in California to arrest people who take marijuana because they have cancer for medicinal reasons? I mean, that type of activity is so unnecessary. So there's a lot of things in personal liberties you could change. I would respect, the privacy of all Americans. I would never abuse the right to invade and spy on people. I would never torture. I would order the CIA not to torture. And I would close down the secret prisons. And I would certainly respect habeas corpus.
What about your longstanding position of abolishing the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service? You really want to do away with the federal income tax. Where would the federal government get money for badly needed services? Let's say, for example, another Hurricane Katrina or another 9/11 type of attack. Where would the money come from if there would be no taxes?
Well, there would be taxes. If you got rid of the income tax now, you'd have the same revenues as we had 10 years ago, so that's not all that bad. And we did run our country up until 1913 without an income tax, so government wouldn't disappear. There are import taxes, tariffs, and other user fees. There'd still be plenty of revenue.
Would that be enough revenue to keep the federal government going?
Not at the current level. No, you couldn't maintain the welfare state. You couldn't run all these Department of Energy and Department of Education and all these things. No, you'd have to cut back. So one president can't get rid of the income tax.
So would Social Security, Medicare, those kinds of services be abolished?
No, but I would certainly like to see the day that young people would opt out, and you'd have to do that over a generation. Let the young people get out, because they're not going to get anything out of it anyway, and they know it. But the only way you can take care of the elderly, like I said, don't put anybody out in the street. You can't do that. You can't get people out of Social Security and take care of the ones who are dependent unless you cut these billions, hundreds of billions of dollars overseas. That's where our foolish spending is occurring. We don't have to punish ourselves. We need to take care of our people here at home.
You're doing incredibly well in fundraising. As I said, $20 million you've raised in the past 3 months, $20 million in the last 3 months alone. Is that the final number, by the way?
Yes, and no, it's not final, because they're adding up, what comes in through the mail on the computer, through the internet. It was 19.5, but it'll be very close to 20 million.
And you've got enthusiastic supporters. How do you think you're going to do tomorrow in the Iowa caucuses?
The truth is I don't know. But if this enthusiasm is translated into votes, believe me, there are going to be some surprises. It may even be a big surprise for me. But everything's been a surprise. Who would have ever predicted that we could raise $20 million in 3 months and get the support that we're having and the enthusiasm? Because I'm not promising things like what I'm going to give you. All I want to do is give people their freedom back and get the government out of their lives, bring our troops home, and have a sound dollar once again. And yet the support just keeps growing by leaps and bounds. I'm impressed, and I'm very pleased.
I've spoken with experts who think you probably will do surprisingly well in New Hampshire, where there are a lot of independents who might come to your cause. How do you think you'll do in New Hampshire next Tuesday?
Well, I think, once again, I don't know exactly, but I think we're going to do better than the polls show, which always shows me at the very bottom. They're even saying that I am so low that I do not even qualify to get in the debates anymore.
Well, let me ask you that question. ABC has a Republican presidential debate and a Democratic presidential debate Saturday night. Have you been told you'll be allowed to participate in that debate?
Yeah, I'm under the assumption I will be there Saturday, but not on Sunday.
There's a Fox forum Sunday night. They told you won't be allowed to participate in that one?
That is right. We've called and called and called. We've never received the invitation. And the party up there said that they were going to withdraw support of the function if they didn't allow me to be in the forum. So we haven't heard the final answer yet. But it'll be interesting to see what would happen if we do well tomorrow and they allow somebody into that forum that I might be able to beat tomorrow. So I think they're sort of put themselves in a box.
we'll watch together with you. Congressman Ron Paul, thanks very much for coming in. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
And if you...
Yeah, that's going to be pretty interesting. If he's going to trounce like Giuliani, probably in Iowa, and they won't let him into the forum. That would indeed be good. And it's good to see the New Hampshire Republican Party saying, hey, we're going to pull support of this event, and you don't put him in. I mean, Ron Paul's a viable candidate. He's got support, and it's out there, and people know it. Fox is just afraid. They can't let his message get out. Back in a minute with more here on the Midnight Ride.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Time for a bit of Mouseketeer roll call here on the Midnight Rider as we find out who's who in the various chat rooms that are open and running tonight. In the RBN chat room at republicbroadcasting.org, we have C. Kemp, 6205, Jack Spratt, Chris, Kung Fu Instructor, Knight Rider, Rogue Dolphin, Suzette, Techie, and Wolf. Howdy, everybody. In the RBN chat room. Over in the Midnight Riders chat room, we've got Avery Jane, Chowda, D. Alistair, Dalicus, David B., Doug, Josh, Chris Lee, Lotech, Mike S., Mike CTW, not Mike, the antithesis of Mike he is. and Rob. So hello and welcome to everybody chatting with us tonight. Glad you guys are here. These breaks are cool, and I like having some time off. But by the time you've been off the air a couple of days, you're ready to go. I mean, you're just ready to get in it, back on and get after it. And so I'm just tickled to death to be here tonight and to be with you, and glad that everyone is joining us for the program tonight. So Ron Paul is still not in this forum. And the funny thing about it is this, they tried to make this a non-story by saying, well, it was a debate, but it was canceled weeks ago. But yeah, we're having a forum, though, on the 6th, and he's not invited. So, you know, no debate, just a forum. We're going to sit around in a trailer. Then they say, well, we don't have enough room in our trailer. It's a souped-up bus. What do you guys got in there, 455 Rocket? You souped up the bus, huh? A little nitro package or something? You took out all the seats, got to put a little table in there. I mean, you get Fred Thompson in there. You could basically just put him a casket in the corner and just wake him up at when it's time to come out. I mean, this guy's done no campaigning hardly at all. And I think with him, I think basically what he thought was, okay, if the people love me, I will run. I'll come down from my Law and Order podium and see what the masses think of me. And I think everybody told him, Fred, you're the man. And they got a little bit of money raised, half of what they initially thought they could raise just to get him in the race. It's initially wanted to have no less than $6 million. They only got like $3.5 million to start. And so there he is. And he's not going to be long for this. Duncan Hunter is a non-factor, sadly to say, because he seems like a pretty good guy. Again, for all I know, he's ran death squad somewhere. You just don't know. I mean, with these people, you say, well, he seems like a nice guy. Yeah, well, back in the 60s, he was running death squads. You just don't know. And Giuliani looks like he is. They've not even tried in Iowa. Rob Bishop had him had his campaign, I guess, press spokesman, some guy named Bundy, on his program Sunday night. The guy was just him and hawing around like, well, there's a lot of primaries we got to do. I win New Hampshire, just a couple early ones. But they're big in the fact they give you a lot of momentum, and there's a lot of press and everything that's around it, because there's a big buildup. And now, you know, you've got all these – the primary season has been really compressed because all these states wanted to move their primaries up. And a bunch of them wanted to be part of Super Tuesday in February. So they've all moved everything up, and which makes it just really crammed. So you're going to be hoping for as much press as you possibly can get. And if you've raised money, a good amount of money, yeah, you can advertise in those states, but Giuliani's not raised a lot of money. Huckabee didn't meet his goal of $5 million. For the fourth quarter, and yet he's still considered to be the front runner. But Romney's closed it up a little bit. But I think we're going to be surprised with how well Ron Paul does in all of this. And we've got two shots to make the impact and to get the Mighty Mo going, the momentum, and get it moving. That's Iowa, New Hampshire. I think New Hampshire's going to be full of surprises. I think Ron Paul is going to fare very well in New Hampshire. They've had a great organization on the ground there. The organization on the ground in Iowa has been pretty good. It continues to get better. They're in an office right next to Huckabee's. Ron Paul has people there answering the phone. They've got a phone bank going 12 hours a day. The reporter in his article I read said he tried to call Huckabee's office there in Des Moines. Nobody ever answered the phone. And like Ron Paul's got like four times the people running out in and out of his office than Huckabee does. And they tried to say that Ron Paul workers were rude to the Huckabee people, wouldn't let them in. Come to find out it was a couple of anti-war protesters, not in any way affiliated with the campaign, that were doing that, and were subsequently arrested by the local constabulary and hauled off to the Hooskow. But No, I mean, a good organization is propped up there, and all of it just happens. I mean, Rudy and them, they got to hire folks. And Ron Paul rolls into town, and hey, there's thousands already there to greet him. Okay, boss, we're working. You just go campaign. We'll see you in a little bit. Back with more in a minute, including this cut with Pat Buchanan and Tim Russert on how things will fare in Iowa. Back in just a second.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0367.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This will be an uncertain time for us, my love. I can feel the echo of your voice in my head, singing my love. I can see your face there.
The number tonight if you would like to join us on the program. You know, the thing that has people like Fox scared is Ron Paul means an end to their way of doing business. For years, these people have selected the candidates. The news media has selected. That's why they wanted to exclude him. Because they have selected the candidates. They've told you who the sensation was supposed to be. And these guys are probably getting normal crowds of what they're used to seeing. And depending on how you frame a shot, you can make 20 people look like 200. And I think for years they've gotten by with this, and we were never the wiser. And they selected the candidates for us and told us who to vote for. And along comes Ron Paul, and he's, wait a minute, you're not supposed to be here. We had five dogs running here to go up against Hillary, so Hillary could be the president. Rupert spent a lot of money on Hillary. You're boxing up all the works here. We can't have this. They'll come up with all kinds of reasons. If Ron Paul, say Ron Paul wins Iowa, what's going to be their excuse then why he can't be on the forum? Well, he polls too low. Where? He just won a primary, dude. Enough to drive you crazy. To the phone we go. Carol in Pennsylvania, thank you for holding, and welcome to the Midnight Rider. How are you?
Happy New Year. I'm fine. I have a few things I want to talk about, but the best I'm saving for last.
Okay.
Okay, number one, a couple weeks ago you had a gentleman on it, said he saw Ron Paul on a YouTube, and he said about supporting our oil companies. Have you ever heard of Lindsey Williams?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you ought to have Lindsey Williams on. He can explain to this man exactly why Ron Paul said that. I mean, I think it was four or five major oil companies went under because of our government.
Right.
And then when they're sending the gas back down for 30 years into the soil, the natural gas that's there, sending it back down to keep the price up. Okay. Now, I listened to John Stantmiller earlier this evening, and I don't know, maybe you can confirm this, but John was, I read a couple weeks ago where one of Cheney's right-hand men was shot to death at close range and died.
I had heard that in the chat room, but I have not heard anything confirmed regarding that. There's also an internet rumor going on that Secretary of the Treasury Paulson was being shot.
Yes.
But again, nothing to confirm it.
Well, John Stantmiller brought this up, and he said there was 125 men on the hit list.
Right.
So this is what I wondered. That's, if this was true, because, you know, Al Cuppett, he used to be in the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He said the military mm-hmm. will step in and take care of things if things continue to go the way they are.
I've got a clip here somewhere of a lady from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution who had made mention of the fact, this is probably about 6-7 months ago, that that many of the generals inside the military were becoming very, very upset with what was going on, and if they were put in a position where they had to attack Iran or continue with some things that they weren't comfortable with, they were ready to revolt.
Uh-huh.
Would I be surprised if there's a list? No, I don't know. I didn't get the opportunity to hear John's show today.
Well, John also told that Poppy Bush was missing for 3 days now.
Oh, really?
That somebody kidnapped him or something, that he's been missing. Now, John said this, and also that they took the junior's favorite horse and cut the head off, and I don't know if they put it in his bed or what down there in Texas. They put it somewhere in his home. Now, this is what John said.
Yeah, I'd seen some people talking about it in the chat room, but I've not heard anything to either confirm or deny it. I'll have to listen to John's show and see where he got the information from, because I honestly, Carol, don't know.
Yeah, maybe Mike would know. He's usually in the chat room. Maybe he knows more about it.
No, I don't. Herzog's not in there tonight.
Okay.
But I personally have not seen anything, and I've been pretty close to the news today, but would I be surprised? No. I mean, you would think at some point in time that people would step up and take care of some things.
I see that Ron Paul is at 7 points above Fred Thompson, which he has at 10%, but yet he can't be in the debates.
I know.
But you know what?
I just kind of mentioned that this that the information came from a person named Sorsha Fall.
Yeah.
And depending, this person has a history of being right and wrong.
Uh-huh.
And so I think we'll take some fact checking to see. But, you know, you just never know. I mean, Poppy Bush could be missing for 3 days. Hell, let's get him missing a week. I think that'd be do us all some good.
Well, I know he took off to go to whatever that school is where the Bonesman. I know he went there.
Yeah, he went and paid homage at Yale, and then I don't think anything's been heard of him since that point in time. But hey, if he's come up missing, fine by me.
Uh-huh. Well, I was just curious if you heard anything about it. But as far as the pipeline there, I do believe that Lindsey Williams could set this man straight. He wrote that book, the Energy Non-Crisis.
Right, and what the guy was upset about was he was saying that Ron Paul was favoring big oil companies. Well, Ron Paul, his question was, why are we sending the money to Mexico when we have problems in our own country? It's not the question, yes, money was going to these oil companies, but why send them to a Mexican oil company when you've got oil companies here in the United States?
The money wasn't going to the oil companies. They made these people build these roads in the tundra. And, you know, where does the caribou go to the bathroom?
And anywhere it wants to.
In the tundra, which is fuel feed for the tundra.
Sure.
But yet, if they even got one tire off of that path, they got fined big time.
Jeez.
So, but they put Atlantic Richfield, and there was, I think, four or five companies that joined, pulled their forces, their money together to be able to build this pipeline. You know, and there was three big strikes there.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, well, I just wanted to see if maybe that guy needs to hear this, you know. Maybe. Okay, anyway, thank you so much.
Thank you, Carol. You have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I have not heard those stories. I will check and see at Sorsha Fall's website. Sorsha Fall is a Russian, and so I'll take a look and see what... and I was there earlier today, and it must just pass me by. But I will just have to, you know, take a look and see, and I'll try to do that maybe during the break. All right, we have Tim Russert, Pat Buchanan, Joe Scarborough on the morning, Joe, talking about Iowa and the upcoming events there for tomorrow. By the way, if you're in Iowa and you're planning to caucus, I know we've got some regular listeners in Iowa. Give us a call. I kind of want to hear what the mood is up there and what people in your neck of the woods think about Ron Paul. I think that'd be nice little anecdotal evidence and such. But here's a clip with Russert, Pat Buchanan, and Joe, I killed my secretary, Scarborough. Here we go.
I think if you had to bet now, and you talk about the energy and fire, it's tough to call. It's very tough to call. But 6 points, if that is an accurate poll, that's very tough to overcome.
And the same thing on the Republican side, on the Democratic side, where you've got Barack Obama up 6 points. But
I go with Tim's analysis on that. The 40% in there, independents, putting 5% Republicans in, you're skewing this thing heavily toward the non-Hillary, non-Edwards voters. So I think it's, I mean, I would be astonished if Obama wins this by seven points or six points.
You're so right. Every campaign. Doesn't matter whether you're talking to politicians or you're talking to their advisors. Everybody's always, with Republicans, I'm always struck. Republicans always say, well, I'm going to get off. The African Americans really like me. They're going to come out and vote for me. And I'm like, brother, it ain't happening. And then you have candidates saying, oh, the young people are going to come out. Everybody talking about how somehow they spread this magic picture. It never happens. Mm-hmm. It never materializes. Could it happen this time?
It happens one out of five times. It could happen.
What's the one time? I Jesse Ventura in Minnesota. I can't think of another where an insurgent in a big race does.
McGovern did it. McGovern's kids did it.
Goldwater.
But no, but here's the thing. You're talking about getting a nomination. You get the fire and the energy. Goldwater did it. McGovern did it.
It can happen.
Reagan came back after getting whipped in Iowa.
Joe Huckabee's doing it. I mean, Huckabee was nowhere.
He's got a tremendous fire.
You know, this Republican race is, and I love to get Pat's take on this. Having gone around and watching this thing, Huckabee, Romney, just say, for example, Huckabee wins. Romney's two. McCain comes in third. Thompson is out. Mm-hmm. He has already said if he's not two, he's out. I think Ron Paul has a real chance of coming in fourth here. I really mm-hmm. do.
Wow.
Which would put Rudy sixth.
Whoa. Uh-huh.
What happens if Rudy comes right. in sixth there?
Under Ron Paul.
I think after. Rudy's... I honestly... Yeah, I think Rudy is toast. I really do. I mean, I know everybody...
This question,
I mean, you can't go 0-4, 0-5
okay, Pat,
and come back
say,
win Florida, win it right now. All of them on the national level are about even. The top four are about even now.
Let me ask you guys this question.
So, Timmy Boy says that Ron Paul's going to come in fourth. The Iowa Independent .com says third. And the polls have Ron Paul, I think, tied with Fred Thompson at like 9%. I think Giuliani has only got 5% in the state. Yeah, Paul and Thompson each did notch 9%, and Giuliani has 5%. But they've not done any – Giuliani's campaign's not done any work at all in Iowa. And I think they pretty much have gotten the heck out of New Hampshire as well. Klaus in Iowa, thanks for holding. Welcome to the Midnight Rider.
Thank you. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Oh, great. Listen, I was just listening to that lady who just called in there, and she was mentioning something about the Henry Paulson had died and so forth and so on. All of those items that she mentioned are in the worldreports.org website.
WorldReport.org, okay.
Yeah, worldreports.org/news/109. Henry Paulson has died after being shot in the chest. Now, you have to put an underscore between every word, between 109 and Henry and Paulson okay. and has and died and after and behind and shot and in and the and chest. It's a long website, but it's all there. It's a very long page, and he's got the story about the horse and the fire and all kinds of stuff going on. It's all on that same page. So if you're interested in looking at that and checking it out, I thought I'd just let you know.
Hey, cool. What's the mood in Iowa for tomorrow?
Well, you know, I don't know. I stay away from so much of this stuff, but I'm supporting Ron Paul. I even have a 4x8-foot sign on my property out on the highway
Excellent.
Here. And but I don't vote because unfortunately that's I consider it as part of the insurgency against the Republic to vote in the corporate structure. But those who stay in should certainly vote, for Ron. It's kind of interesting. I'm over here on the west side, right across the river from Omaha, and we have a little grassroots organization that I've been managing and running for about 12 years now, and we have our meeting coming up next Monday, and we discuss a lot of these things and. You know, the various other kinds of things like IRS and credit cards and laws and courts and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So we've been doing that for quite a while. Most people, it's amazing how much support he does have and how much twisted the major media plays it out. It's, people all over the place are supporting him. Just incredible. Signs are all over the place. It's real interesting.
Well, very good, very good. So, yeah, I know especially out in the rural areas, he's really doing well.
Yeah.
Out there.
Yeah, it's a fascinating phenomenon, and it's a great phenomenon. And there was an interview with Edwin Vieira, and I'm trying to remember where it was. It may have been on another network. It may have been on We the People, or it might have been RBN. I don't even remember. I've got it. Archive somewhere, and he had a wonderful interview on talking about what would a Ron Paul presidency look like and so forth. And boy, I tell you what, I would nominate Edwin Vieira for Ron Paul as Secretary of the Treasury.
I think I heard that show. I think it was on with Michael Herzog here.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, it was
yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Yes. Terrific interview, and of course Vieira is such an intelligent, brilliant guy, and the books
indeed.
That he's written, Pieces of Eight and so forth. It was just incredible. Just good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a Very interesting man. As a matter of fact, I need to get him on this show.
Yes.
And have at it for a couple hours. I watched a documentary, and the name of it now slips my mind, and he was a big piece of it. And just the information he was putting out was incredible.
Right. And he also had a small part of interview on Aaron Russo's Freedom to Fascism.
Yeah. Yeah, and this particular documentary was about the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
And he just laid a ton of information out, and it was very interesting to watch, and I'm going to have to remember which documentary that was again. But it had G. Edward Griffin in it. It was a shorter documentary,
mm-hmm.
But every bit as effective as The Money Masters.
Oh, yeah. There's some really good stuff out there if we just get people to read it and understand it and just amazing. Of course, that's
yeah,
been a struggle.
Yeah, because there's a website out there also called NW0.info that has an enormous amount of books online that you can read for free.
Oh, yeah.
Documentaries
yeah.
you can download.
Yeah.
And I mean, just incredible the amount of stuff that they've got there. I go there all the time to get information.
What a boon this Internet has been, hasn't it?
It has been. It's brought us closer together, made us able to talk, where, 15 years ago, this wasn't even possible.
I know. I know. It's been the bane of the NWO.
Yeah, this has been their one big mistake, I think. I think the one big mistake that they made. Klaus, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
All righty. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. You have a great night. Yeah, this has been their one mistake, and they messed up big. It quickly advanced beyond porn, and people found each other and started talking. And ideas start getting shared. Ooh, that's a dangerous thing. Back in a minute with more here on The Midnight Rider.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
There's a problem with every science.
Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. 800-313-9443 is the number. That, and the website that Klaus mentioned was worldreports.org. And so you might go to take a look at it. Again, I can't speak to his veracity or lack thereof. I've not had a chance to investigate it and look at anything. So there's the information for you to take a look at as you will. But I want to thank Klaus for calling in and giving the right website for me. That it was not Sorcha Fall, because Sorcha Fall is always wrong. I mean, always. she's not even like a clock. You know, a clock is right at least twice a day, not Sorcha. And some of the stories that end up on her website, whatdoesitmean.com, are getting wild. Crazy stuff. And, look, I like a good conspiracy like anybody else. But sometimes no, can't handle it. If you want to join us tonight again, the number 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 is the number. If you would, like to join us, we'll have this, Ron Paul on the Hannity show today. And evidently Hannity was, well, just so nice to Ron Paul. Oh, I've been so mean before. Please forgive me, Ron Paul. So we'll take a look at this. By the way, Ron Paul won the Oklahoma Conservative Political Action Committee straw poll. I think that was over the weekend. And so we'll have that coming up. Plus, you get this Denmark bank, the Saxo Bank, predicting Ron Paul's going to win the presidency, but the economy is going to fall 25% here in the U.S., and the Chinese economy is going to fall 40%. And, hey, let them keep some of them lead paint toys and their crappy food. they can have it. Ron Paul in the Oklahoma Conservative Political Action Committee straw poll received 44% of the vote, more than double that of second-place Fred Thompson at 17%. Mike Huckabee and Tom Tancredo tied for third place with 11%. Tancredo's not even in the race anymore. And no other candidate received double-digit support. Grassroots conservatives are sick and tired of business as usual in Washington, said Ron Paul campaign manager Lou Moore. Dr. Paul's message of limited government, respect for individual rights, and strict adherence to the Constitution resonates with citizens of the Sooner State. And you got that right, baby. Yeah, you know, I'm just so tired of the intrusion, being robbed of what you work for. I mean, again, you know, Ron, you know, they say, well, how will we pay for all this stuff? Look, let the money stay in the communities and in the state. The money's going to roll over and roll over and roll over. The states are going to have more than enough money to take care of their highways, their roads. No need for all these other little programs that's being robbed and pilfered from us with money. So the money comes from Oklahoma and goes to, let's say, Alaska. Hey, just keep it here and let the wealth of that state take care of their own stuff. Uncle Sam ain't no sugar daddy, and it never was meant to be, and that's what he's become, and time to put him back in his rightful spot. Hour one is done. Back in just a minute with more. If you'd like to join us, you get 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider.
Since 19-